Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-TALIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. The election is not over. Here we are going into Thanksgiving. The election's still not done. Doesn't look like it's going to be done anytime soon. Definitely not today. The election's still going on. We still have at least 3 seats left of the House. I thought they already called Colorado's District 3 to Representative Boebert, but according to New York Times, that's still being counted. They have 95% of the votes in. We have California District 20, California District 3, California District 13. That is still, they're still tallying the votes. Those would all go Republican if the votes stand as of all of them are still leading. That would give the Republicans a little bit more of a majority of the House. Republicans already have 219 due to the Colorado seat, but New York Times is not calling that Colorado seat yet, even though I think AP News did. So they still have 218 Republicans that take control. It does take control of the House by a very slim margin. But no, the election's not done. One of you asked me this weekend, so what was the final? And, like, we don't have the final. It's still not there yet. Why? I think California, and correct me if I'm wrong, California does not allow in-person early voting. And I believe the mail-in ballots, as long as they were postmarked by November 15th, or as long as they, yeah, I think, was it November 15th, or did they have to get in by November 15th? I have to double-check. Oh, yeah, they could be received by November 15th, postmarked on or before Election Day. So by November 8th, but if it took the United States Postal Service a week to get, that gave that extra week. So by November 15th, the ballot should be in. Here we are, though, about a week later, and still not all of them are counted. So that's kind of, yeah, that's where we are with that. So it is taking a long time. It sounds like all the Democratic-leaning seats have been covered. The one in Alaska, Peltola, is leading by about 60,000 votes. I don't think they called it yet, but that's definitely going to the Democrats. I don't see how that's going to flip. I think that was the race that Sarah Palin was running against. So, sorry, the election still isn't over, but for all intents and purposes, we know roughly who's going to control the House, who's going to control the Senate, and then there is going to be that runoff election with the Georgia senator candidates between Herschel Walker and, oh, my gosh. Okay, you see, this is why I got to quit eating Warnock. Right, thank you. Okay, so. So we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, though, and I told you guys, the drama is going to continue because many people are asking what the hell happened. A lot of questions around what happened the day of elections in Arizona with 20 to 27% of the voting machines going down. And we're being told that Arizona's attorney general is demanding answers to the, quote, myriad problems faced by Maricopa County voters on Election Day. So Carrie Lake has refused to concede until those answers are given. Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Wright sent a letter Saturday to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office demanding explanations for the election issues before the results could be certified next week. This is being reported by Fox News. They said the Elections Integrity Unit of the Arizona's Attorney General's Office has received hundreds of complaints since Election Day pertaining to issues related to the administration of the 2020 general election in Maricopa County. These complaints go beyond pure speculation, but include firsthand witness accounts that raise concerns regarding Maricopa's lawful compliance with Arizona election law. They say Arizonans deserve a full report and accounting of the myriad problems that occurred in relation to the general election. So this is interesting. According to Maricopa County election officials, at least 60 voting locations experienced issues with their ballot on demand printers. The Assistant Attorney General is demanding an in-depth report addressing those issues, as well as the checkout procedures at each polling location and at each location's official ballot report. So the in-person voting, and this is only a generalization, seems to be more attractive to Republican voters that don't trust the mail-in ballots. Many Democrats appear to be comfortable. I don't know if they're all comfortable. I hear a lot of Democrats concerned as well. But mail-in ballot votes might be more embraced by Democratic voters, which is why these races in the last two elections seem to be leaning Republican, and then all of a sudden it starts to shift Democrat as the mail-in ballots get counted, assuming everything is completely done by the book. So when the actual, I don't know if they were Dominion or I think New Jersey had issues with their Dominion. I don't know for sure. I have to double check that. But if the people going in person on election day to make sure that their vote counted ends up, you know, having glitches, people want to know, did those still go through? And it's, again, the big problem we have here is mail-in ballots should never be a majority. They should never be massive. Mail-in ballots were always supposed to be for those, you know, thousands that couldn't get in, you know, to the state, that couldn't vote, maybe have some medical issues. There's a proxy. There's something you could do. Instead, very healthy individuals are like, all right, I'll fill out my ballot. Here you go, and I'll drop it in the mail. And now when somebody says, here's the next, you know, pile, here's the next, you know, people can't trust these. And the massive mail-in votes is what's causing a lot of concern. And especially like in my family, only two of us got our mail-in ballots. So I don't know who the other two, where the other two went, who voted for us. I voted in person, and I still can't find myself on the ballot tracker. So did my vote not count? So we have some issues. And mind you, I get that sometimes a voting machine could go down. You could have a glitch. I get that. But then what should happen is you should be able to do your paper ballot. There should be a camera on it. When that gets read and followed, it could have a tracker on it. And then you could actually see in real time when that gets read, when it gets, and then the vote going in. But it's too much work, and there's too much room for error. And, you know, our elections were simpler before. But if this is going to be the new normal, we got to figure out a much better plan. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're getting a report that 1 in 5 Ukrainians are struggling to access medicine. You know, while we are going into this COVID, flu, pneumonia wave, and some pretty bad weather in our neck of the woods, as well as hospitals being overrun and not enough hospital beds and not enough staff, we forget that there are other areas in the midst of war that have even less access than we do. And adding on top of that, the issues of war and Russia knocking out their power grids, and it's an absolute mess. They say right now that many fear that in the coming cold, there's going to be limited gas, limited electricity. Russia keeps pummeling Ukrainians' power supplies. And CNN is reporting that one out of every five people in Ukraine is having trouble getting access to medicine. This is being reported by Dr. Yarno Habich, the World Health Organization's representative in Ukraine. They said it's worse in Ukrainian regions occupied by Russia. One in three people there cannot get the medicine they need. The winter season obviously is, you know, hitting them, a lot of snow, and they are concerned that there's going to be a formidable challenge to the health system. Continuous attacks on the health infrastructure in Ukraine have also impacted availability of health services like medicine, COVID-19 vaccines, machinery, and hospital intensive care units. Didn't the hospital get bombed last year and there were people in it? I think there were children in a maternity ward. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what the, you know, UN is supposed to be doing or what other world leaders are supposed to be doing, but this is a humanitarian crisis already currently, but even more so in the making. And I'm not sure, you know, when this ends and what our role should be. And I get, we don't want to go to war with Russia. I get that. Nobody wants to go to war with Russia, but at some point, this is affecting us. This is affecting, you know, our job is to not let anything like World War II happen again or anything, you know, any genocide that Hitler had performed and ordered and decreed and caused to happen again. And we're hearing reports that of torture being done in these prisons. We're being told that Russia is going to build attack drones. They're going to work with Iran. This is just not letting up like we need it to be. And the agency has verified, World Health Organization, that there's been 703 attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine since the war began. And America's kind of dealing, or we're about to be dealing, with some of our own poop, so to speak. And a concern I have is when we go into this winter in America, we are not very prepared. Our hospitals are already overrun from a pediatric standpoint, and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. We have a lack of enthusiasm for vaccines, the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, because of all the mandates and all the BS that government officials put people through, that now individuals who used to get their vaccine each year for flu was like, eh. I'm like, I got mine. And I got mine because I just don't want to get the flu. I'm getting older. I just don't think there's going to be a hospital bed with my name on it. And so we're not very prepared. We've never had enough hospital beds. We don't have enough hospital staff. People are going to be, you know, healthcare workers are going to get sick as well. It's really hard to work when you have the flu. When I was a student, I had to work when I had pneumonia. It was really difficult to work with patients. I had a mask on, and one of the attendings said, "Get that off. Get that off now. You're going to make patients nervous." And I'm like, "But I have pneumonia." But doesn't matter. So now it's the other way. You know, you get in trouble if you don't wear a mask in certain hospitals. But we're underprepared. We have medication shortages. We have a Tamiflu shortage. We have an amoxicillin shortage. I told you guys, if you think you're going to need cough and cold medication, you might want to buy it now. If there's anything you think you're going to want for the winter, you might want to get it now. There's going to be massive shortages. We already have issues with these big box stores saying, look, people are stealing stuff. So if they're stealing stuff, why should they buy more? I told you guys, I stopped supplying certain things in my office when people would steal. I mean, I can't just have a running drain. So I'm like, sorry, can't come here. People were stealing the flu shots. I'm like, I can't. I had staff even steal the flu shots and try to give them out and charge people. They got fired and one went to jail because the police caught her. And I was like, "Where is this person sick? She hasn't called in. Well, she's been in jail because she pretended to be Dr. Dahlia and give flu shots." I go, "What?" And then I look and I saw what was stolen. And I'm like, "Are you flipping kidding me?" And I also don't think she took enough needles I really hope she wasn't reusing needles. And I don't ever know what happened to her. She went through the police system. I never saw or heard from her again. So, you know, we're already kind of at a weaker, we're going into this winter, I think, pretty vulnerable. Not to mention COVID kicked our butts. We have another COVID variant, and there's even another variant coming. We're going to be talking about that one, too. So we have these new variants. We have, thank God, an updated vaccine, but not a lot of people want to get the updated vaccine because they're kind of COVID out. We have we have a big push to kind of get back to our lives and travel and get out. So travel is going to be up. It's probably going to hit close to pre-pandemic numbers. If it wasn't for inflation, I think the numbers are going to be close to pre-pandemic numbers. But then if that is the case, and we have fewer flights, and we have pilot strikes, and we have labor shortages, that means you're going to be stuck on a cramped plane. You're going to be have delays. Flights are going to be canceled if they don't have enough staff. And then that's going to put you in a position that's not healthy. I think people get sick at airports all the time. You could only do so much eating airport food, not being able to sleep, not being able to shower, and having to sit next to crowds of people. I'm not a fan. And then being stuck on a plane. When I had to travel back from New York, our plane was delayed, and we were waiting and waiting, and then they said, well, we have to wait for the crew to come off the previous flight. There was, I guess, no other crew. So we waited. That plane landed. That was late. The crew comes. One of the crew members felt sick. Crew member had to call out. So they couldn't fly because they were missing one crew person. I'm like, look, I'll do the drinks. Let me do it. I will work the flight. No, obviously they wouldn't let me, but I mean, I was like, I can handle it. Let me do it. No. And so we had to wait for them to find somebody. This is the BS that we're going to be dealing with this week and going into the holidays. So when we are in already a vulnerable position and we have this war, and we have other countries struggling, okay, it is going to be asked that we help. And I don't blame other countries asking for us to help. But the problem with that is we're already struggling. Our border cities are overwhelmed with migrants, their medical issues. Governor Abbott is shipping migrants to other cities. Some people look at it as a political ploy. From a medical perspective, you've got to move them to where there's going to be facilities that could take them. There's only, you know, we are going to be in the midst of a major health crisis this winter because we just don't have enough facilities and infrastructure, and we're a very rich country. So imagine, you know, the BS that's going on right now with 703 medical facilities in Ukraine getting bombed, Ukraine holding the power hostage, holding the power grid hostage. It is going to affect us. And then we're going to have to take on more refugees. So, I don't know. I'm not sure what the UN is doing. The Zaporizhia power plant, that is at risk of a nuclear accident. And that's not being said by the UN or for other. This is coming out of Russia. Russia's state-run energy agency says, look, guys, Zaporizhia power plant is at risk for a nuclear accident. We are informing the world community that the plant is at risk of an accident, and it is obvious that Kyiv considers a small nuclear incident acceptable. Now, this could be, you know, some back and forth yellow journalism and mudslinging, but on the flip side, when the people that control the plant are saying, guys, and it's, you know, this is weak, I tend to think that something's going to happen. Or maybe they realize that they're screwed, they can't manage it right, and they're going to have problems. Now, you know, I think we talked about this a while back. If I was the UN, I would get in there and control it right away. I think now they are talking about that, where they're talking about having the UN maybe provide some sort of a protective barrier or something. But, I mean, this is completely half-assed. And the last thing we need amidst a horrible winter and a horrible cough, cold, flu season, pneumonia season, heart attack season, stroke season, is threat of nuclear war. So, you know, this BS needs to stop over there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said that he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. A 31-year-old woman was found deceased at Zion National Park in Utah after her husband reported the couple experienced symptoms of hypothermia in the park on Tuesday. He went to look for help, but by the time they returned, it was too late. Heavy rain and urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. The same storm will also deliver much snow on parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, tis the season. Not so much tis the season for Christmas shopping, for eggnog, but tis the season for cold weather, tis the season for humidity, and tis the season for arthritis. So my knees have been aching. My hips are stiff. My back is stiff. When I get up in the morning to go pee, I am limping. My plantar fasciitis causes my feet to hurt as soon as I stretch them out first thing in the morning. You know, because that band of fascia starts to relax and contract when you sleep. And all of a sudden, I step on my feet to go to the potty and trip over the cats. And it's like, ow. But I get through that. By the time I finish peeing, my feet are fine. But my knees and my hips, and it's cold, and it's... Well, one thing that many people do, and I've always been confused by this, is when they have arthritis pain, they go and hit the NSAIDs. They go and hit the Motrin or the Naproxen, the Aleve, and they take the anti-inflammatory. And I'm like, okay, I get that it's anti-inflammatory, but I wonder if there could be a paradoxical effect or a negative effect where you could be making it worse. So when somebody had pain and arthritis pain, I would give them some of the anti-inflammatories, but gingerly, because chronic anti-inflammatory use could hurt your kidneys, could hurt your heart, cause heart failure, could cause stomach upset, GI upset. So I wasn't a fan of chronic anti-inflammatory use. But, you know, remember, that's what kind of spurned, you know, a shift from people off the NSAIDs to then the painkillers, and painkillers started to become more and more used, even though I really think the opioid crisis is more from the illegal drugs. But, yeah, pain prescriptions went up because we had to protect the kidneys. But the concept of you need anti-inflammatories to slow down your arthritis was a little bit weak in my eyes in terms of the science. Because remember I told you guys I have a little bit of a problem with, you know, low-grade fevers being knocked out with Tylenol or Motrin or acetaminophen and anti-inflammatories. Because like, well, oh, yeah, you know, they got a fever of 99 or 100. Let's knock the fever out. And I'm like, I think the fever is a health benefit. The fever is a reaction, and there's a benefit to trying to limit the virus or the pathogen. So you almost need the heat. Super high fevers, I get it. I don't want anybody jumping from 99 to 103 and going into a febrile seizure. I don't want children not eating, becoming dehydrated. So I get why we might use them more in children, but the average adult really doesn't need to lower their flipping fever if it's mild. Well, what about the concept of our arthritis, our knees and our hips and our shoulder? Do we need to be popping the anti-inflammatories? What if you're having a little bit of pain reminds you that you have issues? What if the reason why you're swelling, that always confused me. When you have a swollen joint, when you sprain your knee or sprain your ankle, a lot of inflammatory fluid comes in there. So you limit your range of motion so it can try to heal it or protect it. Well, we do the rice, the rest, the ice, the compression, and the elevation. We don't necessarily do RICE-a. Anti-inflammatories, but everybody's hitting the anti-inflammatories. They go, well, I got to get the swelling down. Well, yeah, you could get the swelling down naturally because the dependent edema could make the swelling worse, but what if the swelling is protective? So we have a study that has come out, which is no surprise to me, but it apparently is making some big headlines, that these pain relievers may actually worsen your inflammation. Being that 32 million adults in America have osteoarthritis, it's got to be more than 32 million, 500 million people worldwide. The osteoarthritis, we're talking about the osteoarthritis. We're not necessarily talking about gouty arthritis, other inflammatory arthritis, septic arthritis. We're not talking about that. Arthritis means arth, joint, itis, inflammation, like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils, arthritis, inflammation of your arth or your joints. We're talking about osteoarthritis. And the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used over and over again. They're over the counter. And the physicians that are looking at this, I don't know if I know what medical center they're from. It looks like, I think, UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. Joanna Lutjens, postdoctoral scholar at the Department of Radiology and Biomedical Imaging, wanted to look at the association between NSAID use and the synovitis, or the inflammation of the synovial, the joint, and the body's response to it. And they said synovitis mediates development and progression of osteoarthritis and may be a therapeutic target. So the goal of their study was to analyze whether these treatments influences the development or progression of synovitis and whether these cartilage imaging biomarkers would reflect changes based on NSAID treatment. So they want to basically see, is it helping? Is it worse? Is it interfering with the process? So they did, they took about 277 participants from one cohort, compared it with 793 control participants, used MRIs, looked at cartilage thickness, composition. First, the results show no long-term benefit of NSAID use. Joint inflammation and cartilage quality were actually worse at baseline in the participants taking NSAIDs compared to the control group and worsened at four-year follow-up. So that showed there were no protective mechanisms. This is just one study. No protective mechanisms from NSAIDs in reducing inflammation or slowing down the progression of osteoarthritis. The use of it has been frequently propagated, but maybe should be revisited. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So maybe it's because we are screwing with a body's function to help protect the joint and try to heal it the best way it can. Maybe our maybe we need a little bit of inflammation. Now, the only reason why I have not been a huge critic about using NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, for joint issues is I want you to use the joint if you still can. One of the best cures for osteoarthritis is to still stay active. The worst thing you could do is say, you know what, I'm going to skip my workout. My hips are sore. My knees are sore. I still go out there and work out. And I notice I feel better. I notice that now I might not be able to run like I used to. I might not be able to do the incline. My knees are kind of shot, so I can't do the incline I used to. So I've had to lower the incline so my knees don't hurt. But if your joints don't necessarily hurt while working out, that means you might be getting a benefit from still exercising. You and your doctor need to figure out what you can do and, you know, what could be the original pathology. If you're bone on bone, cartilage on cartilage, you might even need a knee replacement or that Synvisc, the hyaluronic acid to kind of give it a buffer. But if you have a little bit of meniscal fraying, you have some joint wear and tear, exercise is still one of the best things you could do. The reasoning behind the anti-inflammatory medication is some physicians, and they still believe this, is the inflammation could also be hurting the joints. And the chronic inflammatory mediators in there could make the inflammation worse. I get that. So I still think there could be a role. But when you look long term at people popping these pills, and their arthritis may even be worse than those who actually are, you know, that didn't take it, it starts to make you wonder if maybe we're doing too much. Our bodies were designed brilliantly. Now, some of our bodies have issues. Some of our bodies, we need thyroid medication or we need insulin. Some of our bodies have some issues that we need modern medicine to do, to improve on and to keep us alive. But, you know, quit trying to stomp out a mild fever. You know, if you have some sniffles and you're sneezing with a cold, don't try to stop the sneezing altogether. Let it get that virus out for a day or two. You know, if you have diarrhea after eating something bad, let it get out. If you're going to get dehydrated, then take a medication. But day one, maybe try to get that virus out. So our body has a plan sometimes. 1-877-DR-GELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dogadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-Dogadali, or you could email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter. So Chris writes, Dr. D, can ibuprofen be problematic for my gout too? During gout attacks, oh, that's my answer to him because I wrote, he said, I pop at least 400 milligrams of ibuprofen when I get gout attacks. So I wrote back and I told him, I think it's imperative to get you walking again. Gout is where you get these uric acid crystals that supersaturate, get to a level where they crystallize. And in chemistry, I don't know if you remember, you would have a solution of something, and then you would add a salt to it, and nothing would happen. The salt looked like it dissolved. Then you would add a little bit more of a salt, and then all of a sudden you would hit a level. I think it was called the supersaturation level.
And then, boom, it would crystallize. And you're like, dang. And there was a certain volume or a certain amount or mass that needed to be hit in order to make the crystals. That's kind of what uric acid does in our joints. And I believe, my theory has always been, gout will hit the joints that you've injured more, especially the peripheral ones. So, like, my grandfather had gouty arthritis, but he was a football player. And it seemed to hit the joints that he injured really badly in football. So I think the gout will find a weak joint in the body, knees, toes. And our knees and toes get a lot of wear and tear, and especially toes, and then it'll crystallize in the joint. I think there is also more of a science why the big toe is one of the, you know, biggest draws for gout attacks, but there could also be the dependency with gravity. There's a lot of reasons that could play into it. So when you get a gout attack, the reason why you know it's a gout attack as opposed to some other arthritis is when you wake up, you cannot let anything touch that body part. So if it's a toe, you don't even want to put on a sock. It is so tender. And you limp. If it's your knee, you could be in a lot of trouble. You could get uric acid deposition in a bunch of places, but usually toes and knees are the biggest culprits. And so, in terms of anti-inflammatory, sometimes we use steroids, sometimes we use colchicine. It is so important to get you out of that attack because it's more risky for you to be in pain, not able to walk. You start to hobble around, then you compensate, and it messes your whole balance. It hurts your other foot and hips and back and axis. And so I'm of the belief that if you are in pain, you have got to control that pain. And you have got to control that swelling if it's limiting you from a normal life. Now, for me, I eventually am going to need knee surgery and hip surgery. And my knees are achy right now. My hips are achy. But I'm not taking any anti-inflammatories. I'm fine. It doesn't bother me that much. I could burn through it. Plus, it reminds me that the pain is telling you how far you could go and how far you can't. And so when I sit a certain way and then my knee hurts, I'll move it, and then it's not as inflamed. But if I'm taking pain medication, I may not think, I may be a little bit more numb to it. And that study that found that anti-inflammatories could possibly put people at higher risk of arthritis, one of the reasonings is you're not listening to your body when your body hurts. If your body hurts, that means there's something going on. So, again, I'm mixed with it. It's a fascinating study. It's something I've always suspected that we might be overdoing it. But, you know, keep those questions coming. But for gout, I don't mess around. You need to get treatment for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that there is a soil fungus that is causing lung infections, and we're starting to see it in every state. But many doctors aren't thinking about it. And it is the histoplasma-causing fungus. They say doctors may be relying on outdated risk maps and missing the diagnosis. So according to the CDC, histoplasma, or histo, is found in the soil of central and eastern United States, primarily Ohio and the Mississippi River valleys, and the assumption is based on research from the 1950s and 1960s. But the thing is these spores could be throughout the United States. So when somebody, like, I don't see a lot of histoplasmosis in Nevada, but we can't be relying on maps from the 1950s and 1960s. When a person breathes in spores of the fungus, they could contract the infection called histoplasmosis. Dr. Andre Speck, an associate professor of medicine at Washington University in St. Louis, said, every few weeks I get a call from a doctor in the Boston area, a different doctor every time about a case they can't solve. They always start by saying, we don't have histo here, but it really looks like histo. You guys call me all the time about this. You do have histo. Yeah, I don't think histoplasmosis is just unique to one part of the country. I think we have it everywhere. And keep in mind also, now that we have a flood of people from other countries, the makeup, the pathogen makeup is going to change. Be prepared for multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. There's a lot of that in other countries that's coming across the border. These are things that we need to be prepared for in America. So lead author Patrick Mazzi, a clinical fellow in infectious disease, looked at 45 million Medicare beneficiaries extending from 2007 to 2016, and they looked at histoplasmosis, coccidiomycosis, and blastomycosis. Histo is the most common, and they it causes illnesses in at least one county in 48 of the 50 states, including D.C. The other ones were more prevalent in half of the states. And so they said that it is more common than people realize. The article Gizmodo suggested climate change could be driving the spread, but there's a whole bunch of things. Climate's always changing, so that could be. It could also be more individuals are moving, migrating. And I also think that we have a lot of people who are more immunocompromised, and these fungi are getting smarter. Now, the reason why this is a big deal is we have individuals calling telemedicine for antibiotics for their cough. They go, I've been over my COVID, I still have my cough, and the cough won't stop. Or I've had people saying, I've had a cough for 2 to 3 months. And I go, has your doctor collected your sputum and sent it to a lab yet? Did you kind of cough in a cup? No. Why not? Well, they gave me antibiotics, and the antibiotics didn't work. Why aren't we doing the tests? You know, I live in Southwest Nevada, Southwest United States, and in the Southwest, we have valley fever. Again, a fungus that can cause chronic cough. So if you have cough, fever, chest pain, body aches, fatigue, it could be flu, it could be COVID, but it could also be histoplasmosis. It could be valley fever. It could be a bunch of things. Now, with histo, symptoms appear within 3 to 5 days after exposure. Most symptoms will go away within a month, but if it spreads from the person's lungs, the illness could be very severe. It could also require months of treatment. We don't have a lot of antifungals. We have some, but we don't have a lot. Now, how do you get it? Well, you could get histo from disrupting the soil, like farming, landscaping, construction, if you're inside caves, if you work in basements or attics. If you pick up these spores, they could then enter the body and so kick it up. So they say it's important for the medical community to realize these fungi are essentially everywhere these days, and we need to take them seriously and consider them in considering diagnoses. Any chronic cough should have a chest x-ray to make sure we're not looking at a cancer. And they should have a culture, a sputum culture. We could look for bacteria, and we could look for fungi. And I understand that, oh, well, when you order the test, it costs the insurance company money. Well, I think it costs the insurance company money when you keep on taking a bunch of antibiotics for a cough that's not going away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.